Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. James chapter 5, verse 13. Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. I remember as a teenager hearing a well-known preacher telling the story of a young woman who told him that she often didn't feel like praying. His response was that prayer is not a glandular condition. Prayer is something that we need to do whatever our feelings. That's precisely the point that James is making here. In short, it's always the right time to pray, whether you're going through a good or a bad time. God doesn't want us simply to be people who say their prayers and then forget about them until the next time. He wants a relationship with us, within which we can share fully the ups and downs of life. I love the fact that the Bible doesn't present us with a line of holy people who always got it right and who loved sharing their lives with God. The Bible is almost the opposite of that. It tells us a story of women and men who struggled and often failed. And amidst it all, we see how those frail and failed human beings discovered that God loved them and had a purpose for their lives. God doesn't want us to be religious people who say beautiful prayers and then shut him out. He longs for us to share our whole lives with him. Nothing is too small or too large to take to God in prayer. He is infinitely involved in every moment and eager to share them with us. Whether we're driving the car, sitting at our desk, speaking to colleagues, chatting with neighbours, watching television, answering emails, or playing sport, he wants to be at the centre of our lives. Now let me ask you a question. What steps could you take to share more of your life with God in prayer? And now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much that you want to share every aspect of life with us. Teach us more of what it means to live a life of prayer. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.